Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Good morning and welcome. As I said to you at this time, we put down those tough topics until after 8. And welcome to our program, two gentlemen who are here to speak about something that's pretty interesting. Seafarers working on ships and what's happening with them and their opportunities for jobs and everything else. Let's welcome to our program here this morning, President and founder of the Trinidad and Tobago Seamen Education Employment Association. That's Mr. David McLeod. Good morning to you, Mr. McLeod. Welcome to our program.
Good morning, Mr. Satish.
Nice to have you with us here. And we're also joining our conversation, executive member of the association, Dexter Porter. Mr. Porter, good morning to both of you, and welcome to our show this morning. Let's begin with Mr. McLeod. Mr. McLeod, I need you to tell us a bit about yourself and tell us a bit about this association that you are president and founder of, the Trinidad and Tobago Seamen Education Employment Association.
Okay. Good morning again, Mr. Satish. Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. And good morning to every seafarer throughout the world, and a special for Trinidad and Tobago. I am David Stanley McLeod, better known as Shadow in the seafaring industry. I sailed for 32 years on all different types of ships, worked for some of the biggest companies who operate in and out of Trinidad and Tobago and around the world. I was a foundation member of the SWWTU. I sailed through the SWWTU, but they are no use to seafarers anymore. So we raised this organization, a member organization called TSEC, the Trinidad and Tobago Seamen Education Employment Association. We have 12 years, January gone, we have 12 years seeking the interests of all seafarers in Trinidad and Tobago, looking for jobs for seafarers, putting things in place that seafarers will have a good opportunity for our young men and women. Our women are being discriminated and gender barrier. We want to move all this. All right, let me get down into it. The ships that is chartered to take cargo in and out of Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Satish. NP, National Petroleum, they have two vessels here working over 25 years. But what happened, every time they renew the contract, they change the vessel and it's the same company. No Trinbagonian working on board. We have qualified, certified seafarers here, from captain right down to beginners, from chief engineer right down to cadet, and no one is getting the opportunity. We had meeting with NP CEO, CEO change, CEO come, we had meeting with them. We continue writing letters to them, and it's not of no avail. When a ship charter for Trinidad and Tobago, Trinidad and Tobago taxpayers pay all the costs, everything they pay, but the Trinidad and Tobago seafarers are not getting the opportunity to go on these vessels and work because they are not putting the right charter agreement in place and signing an MOU that our seafarers could be working on board. We have cadets coming out of UTT, and when they come out of UTT, they cannot get the opportunity to go on these vessels. They have, some of them have to give up. We have Paria Heritage, which is bringing all the gas and oil, starting from your cooking gas in your kitchen to all the industry, all the cars on the road, even your car you're driving. Paria have ship charter bringing the gas and oil, diesel, everything, petroleum product. And we write to them, is of no available. We had meeting with many of the ministries is only talk and telling you, yes, it's a good program, but nothing is putting in place. We tired write letter to the Prime Minister. He's sending it to other ministries. They're telling me they received the letter, but nothing putting in place for the seafarers. Flour mill, we used to have full crew on flour mill from Boston come now. Now nothing coming there. The offshore operation, a lot of exploitation. Foreigners coming here with the same qualification as our local, and our local even more qualified than them, some of them who is coming. They have to get work permit, just as the seafarers working by NT have to get work permit to work, and we still not getting. Up to Tuesday night, I hear the Minister of Energy was talking about the ship that they bring here to transport methanol for new bunkering, which is fuel for ships. I heard him said that is our ship. We know nothing about it. We are not getting nothing out of it. The sea bridge, a big shame to seafarers in Trinidad and Tobago. These vessels, the APT James, the Boko Reef, the Galleon Passage, the Spirit, they belong to the taxpayers of Trinidad and Tobago. Foreigners is the captain, the mate, the chief engineer, the engineers on board those vessels.
Okay, Mr. McLeod, how many people are we talking about when you say that there are seafarers? And I'm assuming from the conversation, seafarers mean people who work on the ships, they run the ship, they captain the ship, and they're involved in various jobs on these various vessels and ships. How many people are we talking about here who are put out of a job or don't have access to a job?
On the whole, the last registration we had coming out of the maritime, we had over 20,000 seafarers. Few getting jobs.
How many jobs are available in the market at this point in time?
All right, let me tell you. On the sea bridge, we count in 5 vessels. The APT James, the Boko Reef, the Galleon Passage, the TNT Spirit, and the Cargo Star. Because we charter the Cargo Star, so we supposed to get all the jobs there. It is running from Scarborough to Port of Spain. On the sea bridge, foreigners is on top. The lowest rating is what they give to us. Those belong to us. We have captain and engineer come out of UTT, have to look for work to go foreign, working on foreign company, and we have job there. What they are doing, when they employ seafarers on the sea bridge, they give you a 3 months contract, and after 3 months, they remove you and bring a next set of people.
But why? Why is there now what seems to be a reliance on foreign labor? Is foreign labor cheaper? Is foreign labor not unionized? What is the allure? Why are these organizations, these companies, whoever else, going for foreign labor as opposed to local labor? What do you think is the cause?
The cause is that we base it on the government enterprise who charter in ships are not putting the right charter agreement in place, because before, we used to be working with Alco, Harrison, Common Brothers, and you call it all the other names that work for Trinidad and Tobago. And we used to have opportunity at that time. We then used to have officers on board, but we used to have from Boston come right down. So the problem here is that what happened? We don't know what is the contract that the sea bridge, we're basing with the sea bridge. What is the contract that they have on the sea bridge for the foreigners? But they have to get work permit to work here. They are paid in US. When they want to go to employ the local, they want to pay them in TT dollars and pay them a lower rate. No job security. If the vessel remain for 35, 40 years, you will work there all the time in your life, and you cannot have a future. You cannot get a job letter to go to any financial institution to have a future as any other national in this place. We must get that change. That is exploitation. That is slavery to the highest. Of late, they wanted to put local engineer on board. The local engineer refused of the package what they're giving them. How you could take me to give me work for 3 months, and after 3 months you let me go take new people because you don't want to give me job security? And those vessels belong to us.
How?
Cadets who coming out of UTT, which supposed to be the training, school for those vessels, for the young men and women, that they will make their sea time. You must be on a vessel to get your sea time so that you could accumulate your license, pass all the exam in the university, in the maritime school. But as long as you doesn't get that sea time, you cannot get that license in your hand.
Okay. We need to take a couple quick messages, but when we get back, I want us to delve a bit into, well, how do we fix this problem? Some of what you think needs to be done to rectify this issue. We're speaking this morning with Mr. David McLeod, president and founder of the Trinidad and Tobago Seaman Education Employment Association contractor, speaking about issues that seafarers are getting, well, the issues that they're confronted with in getting jobs.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back. Speaking with president and founder of the Trinidad and Tobago Seaman Education Employment Association, that's Mr. David McLeod. Mr. McLeod, before we went to the break, I'd suggest that when we came back after those messages, I'd want to get some of your information. You've told us basically what the problem is. And the problem is that there are people who are being trained and certified and qualified to perform jobs, and they're not getting the jobs. Even though they are nationals here and we have operations that are national, or at least should be seen as national in nature, and you're suggesting that foreigners are benefiting for whatever reason, you've said that you've written several letters, and maybe we should focus a bit on that before we end our interview here this morning. What do we need to do to fix the problem, the problems that you've identified?
Yeah, Mr. Satish, to fix the problem is a very easy thing. When the government enterprise or the private enterprise charter ship, and you hear the word chartering ship, to work for Trinidad and Tobago, they must make sure that they tell the shipping company or the ship owner that we have qualified and certified seafarers here. It is happening throughout the world. It used to happen here before, but now it is not happening. All they have to do is put the right charter agreement in place that when the ship arrives in Trinidad, that the crew must be local seafarers. We will give in to the officers for the first year, because sometimes the charter agreement is 3 years, and we are saying to the charterers, give them 5 years to benefit the seafarers. So in that 5 years, on the second year, our officers will be starting to replace these foreign officers, because some of these officers who have been working on these vessels does not come from the same country of the shipping company and them. It's people they pick up all about. When you charter a vessel, you pay all the costs, everything you pay for. So the first opportunity supposed to be for Trinidad and Tobago seafarers on all the ships that is chartered here. Cadets must be on all the ships that is chartered here so that we will have qualified and certified people, because they don't train in the school with the academics. So we are looking forward for that. The sea bridge, the reason on the sea bridge why we are not having things, and we don't want to end up like what happened to the TNT Express and the TNT Spirit. When the ship was billing, we write to the government of Trinidad and Tobago, asking them to send up engineer to the shipyard when they start assembling all machine and engine, so that these engineer will work with them and know everything. They did not do that. When the ship leave, they pick up people and put on board the vessel, and we have qualified people here. The Boko Reef is a vessel that we should not receive at all, because on its maiden voyage, it breaks down at sea, and all now they cannot find the complaint because very often it does break down and they still cannot find, they're only fixing it to keep it running. If we take a vessel that's giving problem from day one, what will happen for the balance of life of that vessel? And when they hand it over to Trinidad and Tobago now, the first thing you will hear, you see they're asking for it all the time, now we give them the care for it. We must have engineer right now as we speak on board to work alongside those engineers so that when they move them, they would not sabotage the ship and the blame fall on our local seafarers, which it happened on the Express and the Spirit. So we are calling upon them, put the right agreement in place. NP should not have no foreigner there because we have qualified people from captain, chief engineer go down to handle these boats. The Sea Bridge, the same thing. Paria Heritage, the same thing. If the government, we have meeting, I just write to the Prime Minister, we had meeting with Works and Transport, with Energy, with Trade. After February, we had a meeting with Trade. We did a whole comprehensive plan of everything we want, the access for everything we want. We put it together and send it to them. We are still waiting on them. It is time that we get what is ours. In the offshore industry, foreigners come in who is not qualified as our seafarers and working right here. They have to get work permit and is exploiting our seafarers. We think it's time. This is 2023. This is not 1960. And 1960, we were getting jobs because 1969, I went on my first ship as a young fella.
Okay.
And he had people there from all about working. Them time, they used to pick up people any part that somebody come off the ship.
Okay, Mr. McLeod, we're running out of time for the interview. News is upon us. We have a couple of messages to get to, but I just want to get from you. You've spoken about a lot of different things related to the problems, and you've said that you've written to several people. What's your next step to trying to get the matter resolved if all of these avenues that you've tried thus far have failed? What's the next option available? Do you have options available to try to fix it?
Well, what I think is the next step is how we on the air here that whoever here will hear and do something about it. Because it's the future of the young men and women who are going into UTT. We are spending millions of dollars training people in UTT, and when they come out, they are scattered, they cannot get the opportunity. The same thing with the lower rating of seafarers. They are going and spend so much money by Caribbean Fishery and all the other private maritime schools, and when they come out, they cannot get the job. The only set of seafarers we have working now and not full crew is in the offshore industry, and there's a lot of exploitation going on there, discrimination.
Okay. Mr. McLeod, we're going to have to drop the curtains on our interview. Pretty interesting. Thank you so much for being with us this morning and highlighting the challenges, and I'm assuming that we'll keep in touch to find out how your efforts are going in trying to have some of these matters resolved. Thank you once again for being with us here this morning, Mr. David McLeod.
Well, I will be keeping in touch with you, you know, because I think this is the answer to what we are doing, because we wrote to all the ministry, none is to left out, all to help to put things in place. The new company that come in with transporting the methanol, we should have people going on board these vessels. Things should put in place, so we are looking forward for that.
Yeah. Okay.
There is young people have the hope that they will go on a ship.
Okay. All right, Mr. McLeod, that's where we're gonna have to leave it because news is next. Thank you once again for being with us here this morning. And that's how we drop the curtains on that interesting interview here this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. David McLeod, president and founder of the Trinidad and Tobago Seaman Education Employment Association.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.